You know when you read something powerful and it just sticks with you? Recently, my sister, who teaches yoga, shared this important message: you deserve to take up space on and off the mat. A number of studies have found that men are far more likely than women to command the use of their personal space. And this is not simply due to differences in size or anatomy. The essay Power, Gender, and Group Discussion was published in 2016 in the journal Advances in Political Psychology. It says in many societies, with gender expectations come different approaches to power. And in many experimental studies, women placed in discussion groups with men are less likely to lead the group or even state their opinion. We tend to want to hide when we're uncomfortable. In little ways, we try to stay under the radar and make ourselves unseen. But we do ourselves a disservice when we make ourselves small. If we instead lean into the discomfort, we open ourselves up and we grow. So, ladies, how do we do this whole taking up more space thing? I think we start with self-care. We can also take up more space by showing up and letting our authentic selves be seen. When that voice in our head asks, "Am I good enough?" The answer is always yes, you are enough. Kindness begins with ourselves. We need to stop apologizing for being who we are. So, friends, please don't be afraid to be your authentic selves. Don't be afraid to stop over apologizing. Don't be afraid not to laugh at an offensive joke out of politeness. We don't have to stay quiet. Fellow women, don't be afraid to take up space in big and small ways, every day, in every place, on and off the mat. I'm Jody Ritter, and that's my perspective, and I'm not sorry.